This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. House and Senate have passed legislative packages to address housing. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Democratic Representative Brittany Pederson says the House package addresses some of the barriers to housing, such as decreasing red tape and helping local municipalities. But she adds it doesn't include necessary federal investments in housing supply.
It's really about the carrots and bringing dollars that incentivize local municipalities, if they want to take advantage of those dollars, that they have to actually take away the restrictions that they have at the local levels.
Housing affordability remains a top issue for many Coloradans. The state demographer's office says Colorado is looking at a housing shortfall of around 100,000 units. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
More than $7.5 million in state grants will support land conservation, recreation projects, and more in southern Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports on how Great Outdoors Colorado is distributing the latest round of lottery proceeds.
$2.5 million will support a plan to extend and realign an existing 63-mile trail around Pikes Peak, as well as projects aimed at wildlife and ecosystem restoration, camping improvements, and more in Teller, Fremont, and El Paso counties. Alamosa, Silvercliff, and Burlington will use grants between nearly $650,000 and $750,000 each to upgrade municipal parks. Los Animas, Sawatch, and Chaffee counties are among the other areas that are receiving funds. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Great Outdoors Colorado is a financial supporter of KRCC. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. In Denver right now, it's around 70 degrees. In Colorado Springs, it's around 67. In Gunnison, it's 36 and overcast. In Vail, it's around 42. And in Grand Junction, it's around 56 and partly cloudy. This is CPR News and KRCC.